This podcast is sponsored by Magic Mind. What is up, all you sexy nerds? Grizzly McBee here. Thank you for listening and watching Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast. This is episode 166. That's right, 166. For those of you that have been living under a rock, we are back with season 9. It's been a long time coming, but we are back. And as always, I'm joined by the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. You love him. We all love him. He's good at winning challenges. But will he win your heart? Ladies and gentlemen, Wildfire One.
I will win your heart. Love me. Love me.
Yeah, this is Valentine's Day just passed. So,
As we're recording this, Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe I will win your hearts. Love me.
Dun, dun, dun.
So,
And no, it will not be a Doki Doki type of...
Just Wildfire. Just Wildfire. It's funny that you brought Doki Doki. I was just thinking about that the other day. Let's discuss Doki Doki for a second. I know I've asked you this before, but I think it's a good thing to ask you on the podcast. I want everyone to know, like, would you be willing to redo a Doki Doki game?
At this point in time, yes.
Oh, okay. You said but no before.
Yeah, well, I've thought more about it. I've grown a bit. I've healed a bit since then.
Yeah.
That game hit me pretty hard because of I had, you know, life stuff going on at the time of recording that.
We had no idea, you know, when we.
Yeah, you had no idea at the time. I had some close losses at that time, and then. You know, I had medical issues of my own that were life threatening. That was how long ago? That was
about 3 years.
Yeah, you know, that was a lot longer than that. But
you think so?
Yeah, that was
4, maybe 5 years.
No, a lot longer than that.
Oh, come on!
It was a lot longer than that.
We just hit our five. Well, we're at our seven year mark for the podcast, aren't we?
Yeah, so 9 years ago, bud.
Jesus Christ. 9 years ago. Like,
yeah.
That's time flies. And when you get older, it goes by quicker. And next thing you know, you don't know how much time went by.
Well, you got to think, too. We, for the podcast, we took almost a 2-year hiatus because of life. Yeah.
Well, okay. So you would do another Doki Doki gameplay.
Now that I know what to expect.
Yeah, but I mean, you did it with in the first gameplay, you did it with, like, the intentions of Yuri, right?
Yeah.
So, would you try a different chick this time around?
Yes, definitely.
Out of curiosity, who would you do?
Definitely not Monica.
Fuck you, Monica. That was a really fun gameplay when we did it. And here's a fun story behind that. When Baby Girl of Doom was a crew member, she was talking about, she actually bought a Sayori costume. Or sorry, not Sayori, Monica. She bought a Monica costume. And she was going to wear it for one of the Comic-Cons that we were going to go to all together. But unfortunately, the Monica costume didn't fit her right. Baby Girl of Doom is kind of endowed in the chest area a little more than probably Monica. She had to get it fixed, and it just never happened, unfortunately. It would have been really cool because she really wanted to tease you and give you a hard time about it. To the point where, you know, during podcasts or like during just talking, she would go, Grizzly McBee, and he'd be like, shut the fuck up. I think was it your New Year's party? She kept doing that.
Yep.
Grizzly McBee, shut up, stop it. Get away, demon!
Go get me a beer. I would definitely play it again.
Maybe do like a stream on it or something for Twitch on us. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
now, especially know what's coming. I think that the Doki Doki special edition was on sale or free at one point on some platform or another. I want to say last month or the month before. I can't remember. Time goes by
Probably
so
not.
quickly. We'll do a little nerd news too this month. Usually, for February, I do the month of love, which that speaking of Doki Doki, that's where it all started, right?
That is where it all started. That was the first dating sim that we did on the channel,
Yeah.
and I was lucky enough to get conned into playing that. And I actually played through the entire thing in
Three nights, two nights.
a day and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had at the time I'd already moved back to where I'm at now. What, an hour and a half away
Yeah.
from where you are, which before I'd moved, I was only like 10 minutes away. So I'd gone out there for the weekend because we were planning on going to that Comic-Con that
Yes.
we did interviews in, and recorded that. We went to the Comic-Con, and then I had to leave the Comic-Con early because I had to go to the hospital
Yeah, you were having some issues.
where I ended up going in for emergency surgery and was in the hospital for
Few days.
5 days.
Yeah. It was a yeah, that was that sucked too, because I remember you were kind of in pain at the house.
Oh yeah, I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't sit down, couldn't stand up, couldn't bend over.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had fun at the Comic-Con. You had fun at the games and stuff. And yeah, like I said, that well, like I was getting to is that February is usually the month of love, and I usually play dating sim and do gameplay of dating sims this month. Unfortunately, life has been kind of hectic. I had a plan to play a game called Romancevania, and I even started pl re recording gameplay for it. But just the months went by too fast, and before I knew it was February, and I couldn't do anything. Like, so I we have a Shattered Blade doing it on our Kick channel. He's currently playing some dating sims for the month of love for the fact that I couldn't get to it, you know? And then the second dating sim you played was the
I
Colonel
love
Sanders
Colonel
game.
Sanders. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love Colonel. And that was so fun. I drove out to Wild's house, and we were sitting around, and I get like an hour into the game, and if you watch the videos, you can tell that there's a cut in between, like a scene, like it goes from talking to jumping to something else. Because I paused the game, them and said, "Dude, let's go get some fucking chicken."
Well,
Like, let's
no,
go get something.
because we remember we DoorDashed it, and it was just you and me, and we look at and I remember thinking because we're talking about it, you're doing something, and like the colonel on the show is like on the in the game is cooking something, and they're talking about how like mashed potatoes and all this other stuff, and we look at each other, and I think you basically read my mind. You're like, dude, KFC sounds fucking good right now,
Let's get some
so
chicken.
we had to stop, and we got some we DoorDashed KFC.
We stopped for like 3 hours because I mean, we got the chicken within like 30 minutes,
Yeah.
and we just gorged ourselves and then ended up power napping because we were
Yes.
just like,
And then we woke up and played some more, and that game was what? That game was probably about, I think maybe about the same as Doki Doki, about a day and a half.
No, we got
Well, no, it was a one. No, you're right. It was a one day thing. We played it maybe like 4 hours, five, 4 or 5 hours.
all together, because we had stopped for about 3 hours. We were only like an hour and a half in, and then there was only like another two and a half hours left of the game. And then the I want to say it was the next night is when you got me to play Squadron.
Oh, Squadrons, right. That's right. We got
For the VR.
yeah, with the VR. Well, I did it for the Star Wars month, which is May, which I'd like to continue doing, but there's only so many Star Wars games we can do.
Not only so many Star Wars games, we can sit in the lobby going, "Put us in, put us in."
Yeah, stop. Just put us in the game. Speaking of more like stranger kind of fucking dating sims, right? Then I think I played after that, after you did that, I think I played the bird dating sim, which I can't remember, some Hakio boyfriend or something like that, which that was a fucking trip, dude. That game was weird. But then again, so was the one after that, was the cat dating sim. I can't remember what that was called. A lot of, there's a lot of weird dating sims out there. And I think that, the bird one was recommended to me by, oh man, I could be getting this wrong. I apologize if I am, guys. I think LK told me about that one.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I think, the cat dating sim was Jade. I think Jade had gifted that one to me, and I could be wrong. Again, time goes by, memory fades. I'm getting old.
It was either Jade or Clovis that had mentioned it.
Yeah, one I can't remember, but I remember getting into the game and just going, "Wow, this is fucking weird." I got into it. Like, I really enjoyed the games. I did, but it did. I mean, in the bird game, I was playing a female that was being like basically romanced by birds.
Yeah.
It's like Howard the Duck, the 80s movie. Like, it bestiality, man. But yeah, the dating sims get fucking weird. Like, I even looked for some new ones online, and I got some in my Steam wish list for future ones, because I'm hoping to play some more and do some more for our future month of love. I know Grizzly was talking about doing some too.
Yeah.
We just got to find one. I got to find a really good one for Grizz. Cause I mean, wait, you had Doki Doki and you had, I Love You Colonel Sanders or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you who don't know that you heard us talk about it, but the I Love You Colonel Sanders is obviously what it sounds like. It's you're romancing Colonel Sanders from
as a dude
from KFC.
Yeah, it's like college Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, he's like
we're at university.
I
didn't know that Colonel Sanders was Asian.
You know what? Well, one of the things that got me was like when you would read for Colonel Sanders, you'd have that accent, and I thought that was fucking great.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. And like the more you did it, the more you got into it. It was great. We're kind of everywhere tonight. We're not 100% sure what we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about Diablo 4. Grizz has had it for a while. I recently just bought it for the PS5. I was a little kind of just hearing about it when it first came out. I was kind of on the fence because when Diablo 3 came out, it was a shit show. I love Diablo 3 now.
Yeah.
But when Diablo 3 first came out,
so many times. Yes. Yeah.
Well, when it first came out, it was a shit show. It was
super bugged.
Oh, it was bugged, and they had the auction house where they were trying to get more money out of players, players could sell stuff, because like Diablo 2, people were selling stuff online and making money off it. So fucking Blizzard saw it as a way to make money. Blizzard was just trying to make money, and honestly, it didn't last long. The auction house only lasted maybe about a year, if that, maybe two.
Yeah.
And then they added more stuff to Diablo 3, made it easier and better to play, and that's what I'm hoping for Diablo 4. But honestly, neither one of us has beat it.
No, so I bought Diablo 4 the day it was released.
Which I was jealous, because usually it's me that does that.
Yes, and the reason I did that is because, you know, those of you that have watched our stuff or listened to our stuff for a while, and Wild can attest to this, Diablo is one of my all-time favorite games. In Diablo, I'm a bit of a completionist.
Yeah.
I don't like gray areas in my map.
A lot of games like that that has to do with exploring, you are a completionist. You like, I'm the same way. I want to look at everything.
Yeah. So I got through chapter 1, and then they released the fact that you could play multiplayer with friends, and I thought, oh, that'd be fucking awesome. And then other games came out, and I started playing those. We were recording those.
It doesn't help that I'm like, oh, you got to play Lethal Company. Oh, you got to play Zomboid, Project Zomboid. You know, you got all, and I still want to play these games with you. And then you got me Pal World, which I've only played like 3 minutes of because we've been busy. We just talked about this off podcast that we haven't really played video games in like
a while. I haven't played anything in over 3 weeks because it's been busy at work, busy with life.
It's been about a week and a half for me between editing and doing videos and doing podcasts and staying on top of other things that need to be done, of course, and work. Because of all that stuff, we're just swamped. You know, we haven't been able to play games like we want to.
Those of you that know, I'm in a new relationship. We've been together, not quite a year, but things are going great. I mean, you can ask Wild. I'm happier than I've ever been.
And he's got freedom.
I do have freedom for now.
For now. Well, I didn't mean that kind of freedom, Grizz. I meant like, not to make things weird about other relationships, but other people didn't want you to play video games.
Yeah, no, and my girl now, I mean, I did get into a relationship with a single mother. Her daughter is freaking amazing. I love this little girl to death. I said little girl, she's bigger than her mom, and she's only 11. but she's freaking awesome, and I'm planning on progressing my life story, as it were.
And leveling up, maybe, is a good way of putting it.
Yes, leveling up. I've gotten to that level to where I have more companions in my party.
Yes, yes, I like it. I like it.
And what's great about this partner is all of my friends that have met her like her.
I don't think I've met her yet, but I like her already. Yeah, I don't think I've met her. I've seen pictures.
No, you haven't. Yeah.
Because the only time I was at your place was when we went to Vegas.
Yeah, and she wasn't home.
And she just moved in with you. In fact,
she moved in while we were in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm happy for this guy. I've seen him go through some pretty crazy relationships. He's seen me go through some pretty crazy relationships too. And as long as this fucker's happy, I'm happy. You know what I mean? Like, and that's really what matters. Diablo 4, we haven't beat it. He's shaking his head because I just said something funny and it's probably being edited out.
No, it's definitely being edited
out. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, he just got to like the second chapter. Yeah, the
second chapter.
I'm still on the first chapter and the gameplay's fun. It really is. I like the open world environments.
And I love the storyline. The storyline.
I was wondering where they were going to go after Diablo 3, right? We knew that they were going to bring in Lilith and the storyline, how Sanctuary was made and all this other stuff and how that was going to be a thing and how her and the angel that she got with to make the Nephilim or whatever the fuck, the story progressed there. And I'm wondering how they're going to do this to where Diablo is going to be introduced. Like the three demons are going to be introduced. And, you know, I'm sure people who are watching this have seen it or played it and gotten parts
already beaten it
or have already beaten it. But the game, like, I'm excited to see where this progresses, how it's going to happen. And, so far the story has been really good. There's been maybe a few moments I'm like, but it's just very few. Like Diablo 3 was bad about that. Like, Diablo 3 was like, okay, this is going to happen. And guess what? It happens. When I talk about Diablo 3, I usually say, like, I usually compare it to a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
Because Diablo 3 is basically the equivalent of, oh, you're never going to get past my general. Oh, you got past my general. You'll never get past my next general. Oh, you got past my next general. How dare you? Oh, you'll never get to me. And it just goes on and on and on and on like that. That's Diablo 3. That's in a nutshell,
yep.
You know, and look at me, I'm Diablo with titties. And that was cool, but still, you know, and then of course in Diablo 3, they killed Cain. Fuck that. That was fucked up. But yeah, Cain was probably older than dirt by that time anyway. This whole story with Lilith, I'm enjoying the, you know what I like about the concept with Lilith? Is that she's like the embodiment of sin.
In a sense, yeah, kind of.
She's the temptress. That's the word.
There you go.
She
There you
is the
go.
temptress of everything. Of just, I mean, the very first scene, she basically takes over a whole town. You know what I mean? Like, and not only does she take over a whole town, she basically converts them to whatever religion she's trying to put out there.
Yeah.
And one of the scenes that I just got by was, not going to spoil it, but I'll give a little bit. Was that there's this girl and her mother basically like is supposed to be, a really good mom, really good person. Well, she tempts the mother into joining her and helping her with her cause.
Turning on her
Yeah,
daughter.
turning on her daughter. And I find that very interesting. That's very interesting as far as like, what would make someone do that? You have to have some sort of really huge demonic power, like some sort of aura to just mind fuck someone like that.
Yeah.
And I find that very interesting. And of course, there's the side quests and all the dungeons. There's a shit ton of dungeons on the map.
Everywhere. Like I said, I'm a completionist. I've had to in chapter one, I had to hit everything.
I hadn't touched all the dungeons. I found them. Yeah, well, not all of them, but a lot of them. But I haven't gone into all some of them because I want to do other things and get some of the story. And I like that there's certain stories that have like continuations.
Yes. There's like the stories within the stories within the stories
Yeah,
within the stories. They
like
just keep going.
a good example is like there's one of the gals from one of the churches who's like she's like mother something or another where she goes and like does a bunch of exorcisms. And you start off with one exorcism and it works out fine and you find her somewhere else, you do another exorcism and that thing gets away. And in the last ec well the, it gets away and possesses her.
Yes.
And then in the last part of that story, you have to actually exorcise the demon out of her, which is really cool. By the way, what quote? I'm pretty sure I know what you picked because I think we picked the same thing. What character did you pick? I picked the necromancer. That's what I thought you did.
No, because I always go necro.
Yeah,
Fuck, I don't remember.
because I usually do necro last, and that's why I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna do necromancer," and it's really fun in this one. It was fun in the last game, but I know they dumbed it down in Diablo 3.
I either did Necro or Sorcerer, but I think I did Sorcerer.
My usual pick is for the first time I play these games is like the barbarian.
Want to open the game and see.
Because I had a sorcerer in Diablo 3 on the PC, which was fucking amazing. And that's another thing about this Diablo 4 is I guess it's you can play it. It's cross compatible.
Cross-platform,
So
yes.
like I could play on my PS5 with Grizz, which we haven't done yet. We will, damn it.
We will, and
And we'll record it. We'll record it and beat it.
I'll stream it. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's yeah, I like that idea.
But because I think you had to be at a certain chapter to be able to play multiplayer, which I know a lot of people were pissed off about.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Like that's why Wild and I love playing Diablo 2 so much, is because we can
Start from the
create
beginning.
brand new players and start the game together
Well, even Diablo
from the
3,
beginning.
we could start from the beginning.
So I'm hoping that they'll fix that soon. That way we can do that, because that's what I really want to do, is start from the extreme beginning
Yeah, and do like a
again.
hardcore mode.
Yes. So like I know we didn't stream it or record it or anything, but when we got back into Diablo 2, we had started from the beginning, and we just thought, you know what, fuck it, let's go balls to the walls. And we did like Torment 5 or Torment
Yeah.
6, and
Well, I think we started on 3 because it wouldn't let us go any higher.
Oh yeah. We started on
or
three,
two
and so
or something
after
like
we
that.
beat the
Maybe
I think it
one.
was like the second or third boss.
And we just kept putting it up higher and higher because we wanted to level up and get harder, and to the point where I just kept dying.
Well, he kept dying and I kept not taking damage because you had
I
no
was the fucking witch doctor.
yes.
I was trying something different. I wanted to be the witch doctor. Yeah, fuck that. I never played the Witch Doctor before, but it was a cool game. It was a cool playthrough, but it's still not my favorite character.
Yeah. No, I think the best we did was when you were the I want to say you were the paladin and I did the necro, which we beat the game and I think by the time we got to Diablo, I still hadn't taken damage.
Yeah. You know what I you know what I'd like to see is like a remastered Diablo 1.
That would be cool.
Right? Like they did a remaster of Diablo 2 and that we played that on the PS4.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Diablo 1 but the problem with that is they'd have to like fix the pixels and make it more, you know, 'cause it was in an age when the graphics really
Wasn't that good?
weren't that good.
I don't want to say it was an 8-bit game,
No, it wasn't an 8-bit game.
but it kind of had that 8-bit game feel to it.
It had, well, compared to nowadays when we have
Well,
all
yeah, c
this,
compared to now, yeah.
like HD shit, like it was just very, it was very, there was a lot of pixelization to the art, and it's just how the games were back then. We didn't have, it wasn't really high definition. It really wasn't made like that. Or even our monitors were big boxes like televisions. So, it worked. It's just how it worked, you know?
Yeah.
So Diablo 4 is so far very enjoyable, a very fun game. I do see that I will say one thing. I don't like the shop.
Yeah.
The shop, you can always tell when a game is like, give us money, give us more money, give us all your money. And that when and I'm not surprised, like Blizzard Activision doing this kind of thing, like, because they've done it in the past, but it's like they put this shit in there and it's I don't know if it's if I don't know I didn't even look at all of it. A lot of it's like stuff for your horse, which by the way I still haven't figured out how to find get a fucking horse.
Because you have to be in chapter 4 to get your horse.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have used the horse now.
Exactly.
I know that I got a thing in my booklet, like the place when I bought for my PlayStation 5, there's a thing that I can unlock a horse.
Oh yeah, no, I've unlocked 2 horses. With skins and yeah, no, you have to be chapter 4 to get your horse.
Oh, and then of course there's they do the same seasons kind of thing, but you gotta buy into it to get everything, which is bullshit. I don't think they did that with Diablo 2 or 3.
They started doing that with Diablo 3.
That makes sense. Well, either way, it's bullshit. The shop is bullshit. The fact that I get that they want to make more money. I understand that, but like, give us DLC, more content, if that. Don't try and nickel and dime us with fucking. Your horse can look like a cow. And I have a feeling the shop is going to go just the same way as the auction house did.
Yeah.
In the long run, they're just going to be like, oh, no one's using it, so we're going to get rid of it. By the way, here's some free shit. So I wouldn't waste your guys' money. That's just my opinion, though. So
Well, you know what isn't a waste of money?
what's that?
Magic Mind.
Oh, Magic Mind.
Who is our sponsor for this podcast? Magic
Yes.
Mind is a energy shot, if you will. Of organic stuff that is amazing for
The
you know?
anti-procrastination drink
Yes.
is what they
Yes.
call it.
Like, you know me, I love my energy drinks.
Oh yeah.
And Magic Mind is by far the best energy drink that I've ever taken.
I gotta agree with you. The shots actually like made me feel more on the ball, made me feel more like I've said in the past, tunnel vision, like getting from point A to point B, getting things done,
more focused,
very focused, almost laser focused in some ways. You could like I have this issue where, and I've said it before, where I'll get caught up on my words. I'll get in my head and I'll be like, okay, what's that word? It says, what's the word? And I'll be trying to say something easy like spoon, you know, and I'll just get lost. Well, when I was drinking the energy drinks, when I was drinking the magic mind shots, I didn't have that problem. It just came, things came to me and it almost made me feel a little more confident.
It makes you less stressed and less anxious.
Oh yeah. There's actual ingredients in it that actually take away the stress. It's supposed to help take away stress.
Like matcha, for instance. Before trying Magic Mind, neither Wild or I had ever tried matcha.
I don't think Monster had either.
No, I don't think so. But it's it helps lower your stress.
Like I said in the past, there's other ingredients that actually help with your health. That's supposed to bring up your immune system. If I'm not mistaken, I think the cordyceps.
Cordyceps mushrooms.
Not the ones from The Last of Us. Not those kind of mushrooms. No one's clicking. And in this case, it's supposed to help with, it's supposed to reduce inflammation, strengthens your immune system. It supports higher energy levels and physical endurance. There's a few other really cool ingredients like the ashwagandha.
When we first started looking at this, we had no clue. So I looked it up and it's a type of, ginseng root, that apparently has been used medicinally for like 8,000 years. It's been used to, reduce stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And from someone who gets stressed easily, it's helped immaculately.
And then
my $5 word for the day.
There you go, immaculately. And then lion's mane mushrooms, another good thing for adaptogens, and it reduces anxiety. It actually doesn't taste that bad either, you know,
It really doesn't.
For having all the mushrooms and all this other stuff in the matcha, you can taste the matcha. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
The matcha is probably the thing that hits you the most, the
forefront of the smell at the very least.
I'll quote Shattered Blade on this. He had said that it has a very earthy slash kind of wine smell to it.
Mm.
And it kind of does. Like after he said that to me, I agree 100%. It smelled like a wine.
And for those of you out there that are, they're worried, oh, well, it's another energy drink, energy shot. This one's different. There's no sugar, no nuts. It's vegan, keto, and paleo friendly.
Very important.
And it works.
It really works. There's no cut. At the end of the night, you're not dying. You're not wore out. You can fall asleep. There's no crash. You can fall asleep at the end of the night and naturally fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the big thing for me, because you know, you try any other energy drink and you taste it and you're just like, you know, at the end of the day, you can't sleep or you're so crashed you're just out and you just feel like crap the next day. You don't get that with Magic Mind.
Go to magicmind.com, get the limited 56% off your first subscription and 20% off your one-time purchase, but only if you go to www.magicmind.com/NITNSC. And if you use our code NITNSC20 within the next 10 days,
You'll get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with our code.
And that's with the additional 20% on your first purchase. And, you know, I'll be honest, when Magic Mind first reached out to us, I was like, I don't know. I've never heard of it. And then, you know, doing some research and, you know, looking into it, I was like, okay, well, you know, this could be a thing. And then they sent us some samples. And
yeah, they were kind enough to send us all four of us samples. It was beautiful.
It was myself, Wild, Monster, and Shattered Blade. We all we all got samples, and you know, we all tried them together. Yeah, no, that was my proof right there. The busiest day of the year for me at work, and it was fantastic.
Yep.
So that was my okay. Let's do it. I'm willing to endorse this product because it works.
Yes.
And don't just take our word for it. I mean, go to the biggest podcast there is in the world, the Joe Rogan Experience. Rogan himself has talked about this product.
Endorsed it, even.
And endorsed this product. The Kardashians have endorsed this product.
There you go.
You know, it's a lot of people are endorsing this product because it works. So with that in mind, let's talk about something that will hopefully one day do what we want it to do, and that being Diablo 4.
Yes. Yes.
Segway.
You know, I have a feeling we'll probably do a podcast in the future on Diablo 4 a little more in depth because we haven't beat it yet.
Yeah.
But I figure the way I look at it right now is that even if we haven't beat it, it's still a good game. It's still... Yeah,
it is.
I know I put maybe 15 hours into it, maybe that, so far, if that. It has to be over 10 hours. I know you probably put quite a few hours into it, too.
Yeah, I think I've got like 15 or 20 hours into it.
So, yeah. If you guys like the game, let us know in the comments. Let us know what you think. If you want, hell, even with the beginning of the podcast, we were talking about dating sims. If you guys got any dating sims you want us to play, tell us then too. Tell us, and there's a number you can call, isn't there, Grizz?
There sure is, Wild, and that number is 559-997-6803. Again, that number is 559-997-6803. Feel free to get a hold of us. Tell us what you think about the podcast, reviews, games, movies.
Dating sims. Things you want us to eat.
If you don't want to call, by all means, join our Discord. Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment. We are always on there.
Yes, we always check. You can check us out on our other social medias like Facebook and
Twitch,
Kick. Yep.
Instagram.
Yep.
TikTok.
X or Twitter, because no one calls it X.
Tweet.
Sorry. So yeah. You guys can check us out on our social medias. If you really want to get a hold of us, you can call us or join us on our Discord, because we're always there. I think we'll end the podcast there, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on our next podcast. Till then, stay nerdy.
And stay sexy. Always.